From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you today with another edition of the Living Truth broadcast. And last week, as well as this week, we are looking at an extended series entitled God's Plan for Israel. I think it's very important that we as Christians understand what God is going to do through the nation of Israel. In fact, I should probably say what God has done, is doing, and will do through the nation of Israel, because he does have a specific plan for that particular nation, keeping in mind that they truly are his special people. They are his special nation. And even though they are yet in unbelief, there will come a time when every promise that God has given to Israel throughout the Scriptures will be fulfilled. And last week, we talked about the promise of a nation for Israel there in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. We also spoke concerning the promise of a land for Israel in Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And we spoke last week about the promise of a king for Israel in 2 Samuel chapter 7. And yesterday, we took the opportunity to review those three main points concerning God's plan for Israel. Today, we're going to begin to look at new material, and we'll continue throughout the rest of this week. But today, we're going to look at sort of a sad part as it relates to Israel's history. I mean, it's a great thing to take into consideration that they have a promised nation that's going to flourish in the future, that they have a promised land that they will dwell in forever in the future, and that they've got a great king, David, who, of course, through David's loin will come the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's the promise of sin within Israel. And, of course, keep in mind that's something that every one of us face every day in our life. And the promise that God gave Israel that if you obey me, I will bless you. But if you disobey me, I will curse you. And that problem that they face is found in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. It's a great warning given to Israel. Now, I do not have the time to go down through all of Deuteronomy chapter 28 with you. You will note, if you have your Bible open, that there are 68 verses in that particular chapter. I don't have the time today to go down through that. But I do want to highlight what that particular chapter says. And it relates directly to Israel. Of course, there are many applications that we could make even in our lives today. But this is a warning that God gave Israel concerning the problem of their sin. And notice what he says in verses 1 and 2 particularly. It says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And then if you were to take the time to read verses 3 down through verse 14, you will see all of those blessings that God promised Israel if they would hearken unto his voice. That is, if they would obey him. Many, many blessings given. On the other hand, notice if you would please, verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. It says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And then you begin reading with verse 16 on down through the end of the chapter. It talks about the curses, that is the chastisement that will come upon Israel simply because of their sin. And so God's promise to Israel, given back there about 1,451 years before the time of Christ, said that, Israel, if you obey me, I will bless you. If you disobey me, I will curse you. Now, just some history to take into consideration that I think it's important to recognize is the fact that for about 120 years under the reigns of the kings Saul, David, and Solomon, the nation of Israel was united as one nation. But after the death of Solomon, the nation of Israel was divided between the northern kingdom called Israel and the southern kingdom called Judah. That took place in around about 931 BC. Well, Israel sinned greatly, and her sin led her into what we refer to as the Assyrian captivity that took place in about 722 years before the time of Christ. And if you go to the book of Hosea, you will see that her sin, that is the sin of the northern kingdom of Israel, is elaborated upon. And by the way, there were 10 tribes in that particular part of the kingdom. But notice what it says in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. It says, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let not man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother." And of course there the word mother refers to the land. He goes on in verse 6 and says of Hosea 4, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame." And so what we see is that God, back in Deuteronomy 28, promised Israel that if they obeyed him, he would bless them. But after the division between the northern and the southern kingdom, well, Israel really turned against God. And so about 722 BC, they were carried into the Assyrian captivity, fulfilling the curse that would be upon them through disobedience. That was with Israel, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom. But then the southern kingdom was Judah. And we know that Judah also disobeyed God. And because of that, they were taken into the Babylonian captivity in about 586 BC. And I don't have the time to get into it in detail, but I would encourage you to read down through the book of Isaiah chapter 1. Now, keep in mind that the southern kingdom of Judah was made up of the tribes of Benjamin and Judah. But you see, they also turned away from the Lord. Notice in Isaiah chapter 1, for instance, verses 2 through 4, it says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider." And then he says, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children, they are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward." And I would encourage you to take some time to read down through that first chapter of Isaiah It says in verse 9, "Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." And then it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah." They had sinned even as the nation of Judah, and because of that, they were taken into the Babylonian captivity. Now, let me just mention this before we leave the air today. As it relates to the northern kingdom, after they were taken into the Assyrian captivity, it's hard to trace the 10 tribes of Israel that were in that kingdom that were taken into the Assyrian captivity. That's where you often hear the phrase today, the 10 lost tribes of Israel. As it relates to Judah, even though they were taken into the Babylonian captivity, in about 530 B.C., a remnant of them did go back into Jerusalem to restore the city and to restore the temple, as it were, and the gates and so forth. But keep in mind that from the time of 586 B.C., in all actuality, Judah and Israel, and we'll just call it the nation of Israel, has been out of existence until 1948, when Israel once again was restored as a kingdom. But why were they, why are they dispersed into the nations of the world? It's simply because of their sin, and everything that God told them in Deuteronomy 28 came into fruition. Because they sinned against God, God's chastisement and cursing came upon them. That's the problem of sin with Israel. The fact of the matter is, however, they eventually will be restored. Today, they are living in spiritual blindness. We'll talk about that tomorrow, the Lord willing. But eventually, they will be restored back into the land. And that's something promising to look forward to. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.